This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Good or bad, let's see a best story involving your junk. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi.
Hola.
So I was at work 3 weeks ago and was setting up an area so that I could work overhead. I took a step at the end of a, what we call an iron pile, and lost my balance. Well, as I lost my balance, I reached back to try to catch my, and there was an 8-inch by quarter inch by 4-inch piece of steel coming up. It went through the back of my pants, sliced what I thought was my scrotum, and so no one else is around. I have to get myself unhooked from this. I reach down, there's blood. I walk to the outhouse on the job site, grab all the paper gaskets that go down on the toilet there, and I stuffed them up there like a man pond to stop the bleeding.
A man pond.
Yeah, and all I could do is, because I couldn't see what happened, I took a picture of it. A picture of it looked like a woman on a bad day, and I thought I reached down there, and I thought I had a hole in my scrotum. So I called my foreman, and he's like, what's up? And I'm like, so I tore my scrotum. I think my testicle's about to fall out. He's like, what? And luckily we had an on-site doctor, or not doctor, but like a medic or whatever to keep us from having to go to the ER, so to speak. And we walk in there and it's just shortly after his break. So he just gets done eating and he's like, what's up? And I'm like, I think I tore my scrotum. And he's like, and just the expression on this kid's face dropped, turned kind of white. And he's like, what? So, you know, shut the door, kind of get in this awkward yoga position. Cause again, I don't know what it looks like. And he's like, oh, well, I can put some ointment in this, but you should go to the you know, occupational clinic. So then we go there, and same sort of thing. The doctor lady comes in. She goes, what happened? I'm like, I tore my scrotum. She's like, let me go get a male counterpart, because I guess that's what's needed. And they both come in, and they're like, okay. And so I show her the picture. She's like, well, I'm going to have to look at it. And so I'm not shy, got my trowel cover up and kind of stuck my leg up this time in a different position. And she's like, oh no, you need to go to the emergency room. She's like, if we were in the middle of nowhere, Alaska, I could stitch this up. I'm sure I could, but you should go to the ER. So another 30 minute ride to the ER and get there. And again, I'm standing in line and thinking to myself, I have a hole in my scrotum and trying to keep everything in there. And I get in line and the security guard goes, what are you here for? I'm like, lacerated scrotum. He's like, you're in that line. So they put me over and they finally get in there, looking around. I got my gown on in the ER and I'm standing up because that's the most comfortable position to be in. And there's a sign that says no pictures, no photography, da, 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 this and that. Doctor comes in and goes, what happened? And I said, well, I think I tore a hole in my scrotum. And he goes, okay, let me see. Again, I get down there and got my leg propped up. And he's like, I'm going to need to take a picture of this to talk to the urologist. And I'm like, okay. So he gets down there on his knees and starts, I hear this click, 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 click. And he gets the pictures. Yeah, exactly. He gets the pictures and he's like, okay, well, I'm going to have someone come in and clean up. This person happens to be also named Chris, and kind of bad for him because, you know, what it is cleaning up wounds. So he gets the saline thing and he's squeezing and squeezing and gated. The doctor comes back in and looks at and he starts poking it around my scrotum because, again, think there's a hole in there. And he's like, oh, well, good news is there's no hole. This is just superficial. It got the fatty tissue down there. And, you know, we'll stitch it up. So then he gets, you know, his kit going. And he's like, all right, well, how do you want to lay? And I'm like, I guess on my side like the guy did when we irrigated it out. So I got my leg propped up on my fist, you know. And he's like, oh, do you want, you know, help holding your leg up? I'm like, well, either that or something to, like, towels or something to hold it up. So he calls the young man, Chris, back in to help hold up the leg. And me and Chris had the same notion where put a bunch of towels under there and all goes. Well, during the course of this, of course, someone is looking for the other man named Chris. And it's some nurse. And, hey, Chris, what did you do? Chris. And he's like, I'm busy. Don't open the door. So 10 seconds later, what happens? The door opens. And This nurse gets an eyeful. So a brown eyeful. But it was funny because as we're doing this, the doctor's like, you know, I didn't know they did gender reassignment surgery on a construction site. And I was like, well, you know, you got a real soft touch, Doc, the whole eat the fuckers thing. And the other thing was, is as he's down there, I swear, every few minutes, and I don't know if he knows himself, because I'm grateful that he did a good job, the stitches are all up, and they're all taken out, but I swear he was just going, oh. And I'm like, dude, your face can't be more than a foot and a half from my brown eye. And, you know, and so, it, you know, everything went as it was. I went back to work on light duty the next day. Light duty, got the stitches out, cleared for work. You know, the stitches did what they were supposed to do. And 2 days after that, the company decided to let me go. And
Jesus.
Boy, they really gave it to you in a keyser.
This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in 4 fun colors, stylish spacious Bobopedic sofas, and feature packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real 5-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's Furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before, and that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Damn, yeah, man.
Yeah. But, no, everything's functional down there. Everything works. The doctor did a great job stitching it up. But, yeah, it tore me a 3-inch cut in a V shape, and 1 inch of it went up into my scrotum. The rest of it was right there between where the – go ahead.
I'm assuming you had to get a tetanus shot?
Yeah, but that's common trade. I've had probably 4 tetanus shots in the last 10 years.
Yeah, well, sounds about right.
Yeah, I just –
I just said the doctor's breathing a foot away. Like, Doc, you got to stop breathing on my anus. I mean, look, I know you got to do what you got to do, but it's
wear a mask.
Yeah, something. Like, I can feel your hot breath on my backside, Doc. I'm not trying to be difficult, man. Real uncomfortable. Real uncomfortable.
I don't want anybody. Yeah,
Well, especially weird. For a medical thing. There's nothing sexual. I mean, you're standing there like, you know, Captain Morgan. To get your testicles stitched back together, like, stop breathing on my ass. Do you say something? I know you're doing God's work, man, and I appreciate it.
I just don't know if there's anything that can be done. Like, that's an awkward Miles position it like that you're getting done, man.
Like, I know you got to be close, but
wear a
feel
mask.
Your breath on my
I
butt.
I am assuming anybody who's doing anything to me in any kind of surgical nature or anything like that, more than likely is wearing a mask.
Especially that close to that area.
But I don't think for stitches.
Right. Because to them, stitches are stitches, well, regardless of the location.
But like, also, he's hot off a construction site. No offense.
Yeah.
Like,
for your own good,
wear a
mask. It's
not like you went home and showered.
Look, I hear you. I'm just saying, I can imagine the doctor's just like, oh, that's simple. I'll just sew this up.
5 minutes, no problem.
I mean, I'm just like... nobody put a mask on to put stitches in my chin or staples in my head.
I've never had anybody breathe into my butt like that. Good or bad?
Almost there.
What is the best story involving your junk? 206-803-ROCK.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.